proclamation number 4733 dated the September 7th, 1949. Tolerance. Tolerance on a spiritual level is inappropriate when it involves defending the truth, highlighting misguided teachings and combating lies. Then a straight path is to be followed. No concessions can be made against one's own conviction as soon as a human being works on my behalf and thus is also instructed in the truth. Truth, however, is and will always remain the same, and if I educate a person myself, then he will also be able to intellectually justify what he represents as truth to his fellow human beings. If then the other person's opinion does not agree with this explanation, then the advocate of my truth should not be tolerant and give in or accept the other person's opinion against his innermost conviction. Such tolerance would be the same as the denial of what the bearer of truth has received from me. For he recognizes the error and will not contradict it. As soon as people's opinions differ, they don't all have the truth, and only that person's opinion is correct, who has received the truth from me myself, who thus, after heartfelt prayer, is firmly convinced of his mental concept because he was taught by my spirit. This, understandably, presupposes that the person believes in me, keeps my commandments and desires to know the truth. This person can consider himself to have been educated by me and also be able to convincingly uphold his ideas to his fellow human beings. Anyone who is clearly recognizable as a bearer of truth, who receives his knowledge through the unusual process of the inner word, can justifiably reject every other doctrine and denounce it, for it is his duty to uphold the truth he has received from me directly. Tolerance towards someone who thinks otherwise makes him unworthy of the immense gift of grace he receives from me, for he does not value it if he does not support it. Hence, a bearer of truth should never be accused that he is intolerant towards supporters of misguided teachings, for only truth will result in people's spiritual progress. Only truth will lead to me, to eternal life in bliss. And only truth results in knowledge and thus means light for the being that is embedded as a human being on earth. Therefore it would be wrong to let a fellow human being live with misconceptions due to consideration in order to be regarded as tolerant. It would be an admission of personal uncertainty and doubt of the truth the person is expected to uphold. Furthermore, it would be half-hearted work for me and my kingdom, which would entitle other people to doubt the mission as well as the source of the spiritual knowledge, which is not being as eagerly endorsed as a divine gift of grace should be endorsed. For this reason I choose strong-willed people as bearers of truth for myself, who are also able to represent my word intellectually and who neither fear the world nor my false servants. And I choose courageous fighters who will fight on my behalf with the sword of the tongue wherever the truth is being distorted. Amen.